Hello, this is Your Coffee for Monday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. An authorized person gained access to a Docker Hub database that exposed sensitive information for approximately 190,000 users. The information included some usernames and hash passwords, as well as tokens for GitHub and Bitbucket repositories. According to a security notice sent late Friday night, Docker became aware of unauthorized access to a Docker Hub database on April the 25th. Elon Musk and the Securities Exchange Commission reached an agreement that could settle contempt charges against Musk, charges stemming from its violation of a previous agreement by tweeting inaccurate production numbers. The deal, which requires judicial approval, would require Tesla's legal team to vet specific types of tweets before Musk publishes them. Also, the FCC approves SpaceX's revised plan for operating Starlink internet satellites. The company will place much of the constellation at a lower altitude than originally planned. SpaceX expects to launch its first operational Starlink satellites next month. Twitter's algorithms are turned more strictly for ISIS-related content than white supremacist content because the company fears banning some Republican politicians, according to an employee who works on AI and machine learning for the company. Twitter's efforts to ban advocates of terror have resulted in some false positives. Several sources are reporting that Apple is working to add USB mouse support to iOS, perhaps as soon as iOS 13, upcoming reveal during WWDC in June. However, the feature is expected to be incorporated as an accessibility feature rather than one application for everyday users. We certainly wouldn't expect the next iPad keyboard to come with a trackpad, but it might open options for third-party accessory makers. This was a shot of the coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.